Hey, loser!
There you are. I've been looking all over for you. What's with the look? Oh, right. I guess you're not used to me seeking you out, huh? Usually you're the one trying to avoid me. Not that I mind seeing you around. I mean, how else am I supposed to keep you online? Well, don't get too excited. I'm not here to be your friend or anything. I just... Look, I saw what happened with Rachel earlier. That meathead really went too far this time. Sticking gum in your hair like that? Nobody messes with you but me. Stop looking at me like that. I'm not going soft or anything. It's just, even I have limits, okay? And that crossed a line.
Hello? Earth the dork? Are you even listening to me? Jeez, you look like a deer in headlights. Snap out of it already. I'm trying to help you here.
All right, come on. Let's go to the bathroom and see what we can do about that mess in your head. Get in here and stop staring at me like I've grown a second head. Okay, let's take a look. Yikes. Yeah, the gum is really stuck in there good. Water isn't gonna do much.
What? No, I'm not taking you to the nurse. Do you want the whole school to see you looking like this? Plus, she'd probably just end up shaving your head or something.
Though I gotta say, that might be an improvement over your usual mop. Oh, quit pouting. I'm kidding. Mostly. Look, I've got a couple different scissors in my bag. We can just cut the gum out. It's not like anyone's gonna notice if your hair's a little uneven. Trust me, they've got better things to look at. What do you mean why I have multiple scissors? None of your business. Maybe I just like to be prepared. Fine, if you must know. I use them for art projects. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'll tell you the truth, but if you even breathe a word of this to anyone, I swear, I'll make your life even more miserable than it already is. Got it?
I want to be a hairdresser. All right? There. I said it. Happy now?
Stop looking at me like that. It's not a big deal. Lots of people want to be hairdressers.
Just not people like me. Anyway, that's not important right now. Let's just get this gum out of your hair before someone else sees you looking even more pathetic than usual.
Hey, hold still, will you? I'm trying to help here.
There, got it. See, that wasn't so bad.
What do you mean, what now? We're done. You can go back to whatever it is you do when you're not being a human punching bag.
Fine. Because I should even it out a little bit. Can't have you walking around looking like you've got a fight with a lawnmower. People might actually think you tried to stand up for yourself for once.
You know, now that I'm getting a closer look, your hair is kind of a disaster. When was the last time you even got a cut? 6 months? Oh my god, you're hopeless. No wonder you're always hiding under that ratty old hoodie.
All right, sit down. I'm giving you a proper haircut.
Yes, really? Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, loser. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
There. Now hold still and let me work my magic. First, we need to dampen your hair a bit. Makes it easier to cut evenly and... Let me grab my comb. Okay, now let's see what we're working with here. You know, you actually have pretty nice hair. If you took care of it properly, I mean. The color is not bad, and it's got some natural wave to it. So, how long have you had long hair anyway? Really? Since you were a kid? Huh. Figured you were just too lazy to get it cut. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with long hair on guys. It can look good if it's done right, which yours definitely wasn't, but you know what I mean.
What? No, I'm not trying to be nice. I'm just making conversation. This is boring enough without us sitting here in total silence. So, never thought about doing anything different with your hair? No? Figures. You're not exactly the adventurous type, are you? I'm just teasing. Relax. You're so tense. It's like trying to give a statue a haircut. Though I guess I can blame you for being nervous around me. There, that's better. Just try to chill, okay? I promise I'm not gonna scalp you or anything. You know, I've been cutting hair since I was a kid. Started with my dolls, then moved on to my little sister. She was my guinea pig for years. Don't worry, I got a lot better. She doesn't look like she got in a fight with Edward Scissorhands anymore. What? Oh, yeah, I guess I haven't really talked about my family before, huh? It's not exactly something I'd like to advertise. My dad, well, he's not exactly thrilled with the whole hairdresser thing. He says it's a frivolous pursuit and that I should focus on something practical instead. But you know what? I don't care. This is what I love. When I'm cutting hair, it's like everything else just fades away. All the pressures, expectations, just me and the scissors and this amazing ability to transform someone. Sorry, I'm probably boring you with all this. It's not like you care about my life story or anything. Anyway, we're almost done here. Just a few more touches. Here, let's move over to this hand dryer. Yes, silly. Just sit underneath it for a second. There. Okay, let's look in the mirror. Go take a look. Well, what do you think? Really? You actually like it? I mean, of course you do. I told you I was good. Seriously, though. Thanks. It's nice to hear from someone who isn't, you know, obligated to say nice things about my work. Here, let me clean up this mess. Can leave evidence of my secret hairdressing life all over the bathroom floor. What? Oh, right. I guess you're wondering why I'm telling you all this. Why I'm being nice to you. You're probably wondering if you've stepped into some parallel universe, huh? Trust me, I'm just as freaked out. Here's the deal. I've spent so long being the school's resident nightmare that I forgot how to be anything else. It was easier to be fear than, well, whatever the alternative was. But watching Rachel pull that stunt with you today, it was like looking in a mirror, and let me tell you, I did not like what I saw. I don't want to be that person anymore. The one who leaves a trail of mystery in her wake just to feel something, anything. I'm not saying we're going to be best friends or anything, but maybe we could start over. Try being, I don't know, not enemies. God, I sound so lame right now. But I mean it. And hey, if nothing else, at least you've got a free haircut out of this whole weird situation, right? So, what do you say? Truce? Really? Just like that? You're a better person than me, you know that? I'm pretty sure if I'd spent years bullying someone, they wouldn't be so quick to forgive. Thanks. I appreciate that. And I promise from now on, things are going to be different. Well, I guess we should probably get out of here before someone comes in and sees us having this little kumbaya moment in the bathroom. Can you imagine the rumors that would start? Come on, let's go. And hey, if anyone gives you crap about your new haircut, you just send them my way, got it? I've got a reputation to maintain after all. I'm kidding, mostly, but seriously, it looks good. You should wear it like that more often. What? No, I'm not blushing. It's just hot in here. Shut up. Wait, just wait a second.
Maybe I am blushing a little. What do I mean? Look, there's something else I need to tell you. And if you laugh or make fun of me for this, I swear I'll make you regret it. The thing is, I like you, okay? And not in a, you're not as annoying as I thought way. I mean, I like you, as in, I have feelings for you. God, I can't believe I'm actually saying this out loud. I've been trying to ignore it for so long, but a new pair of scissors could cut through all this tension between us. Anyways, I know this is probably the last thing you expected to hear from me. Hell, it's the last thing I expected to say, but there it is. The real reason I've been such a jerk to you all this time. You don't have to say anything right now. But I needed you to know the truth for once. Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you getting so close? Why are... Wow. I wasn't expecting this day to end up like this. I have butterflies in my stomach, and this is a lot of process, and... This is the best day of my life. I mean it. You have no idea how long I've wanted to kiss you, and somehow ended up feeling better than I expected. Who would have thought, huh? The school's biggest bully and her favorite target kissing in the bathroom. You know what? Let them talk. I don't care anymore. Come on. Maybe we can skip next period. Get into one of the stalls. Let's go. Take off your pants. Good boy. I can't wait to suck your dick. I've been fantasizing about it for a while now. Hey, tell me. Have you ever thought about me while you jack off? I thought so. That's so fucking hot, though. Come on, take off your boxers. Oh, fuck yes. Your dick is so fucking big. And it's all for me, isn't it? God, you're so hard. Look how much pre-cum you're leaking already. Let's make sure you're nice and wet. Oh, fuck, baby, it's getting even bigger. Now let me... Oh, you taste so good. Ah, you like that, baby? Oh, fuck, you're so sexy. God, yes. Fuck my mouth. Just like that. Fuck, I'm so wet. You're doing good, baby. Faster. Fuck my face faster. Come on. You're so close, aren't you? Let me finish you off. I'm gonna count you down, okay? 5, 4, 3. Good boys come at 1. 2, 1. Come for me, baby. Come on, come in my mouth. Such a good boy for me. Fuck, that was hot. How was it? For me, it was the hottest thing I've ever done. Thank you. You're too sweet. I'm glad you liked it. Come on, let's get out of here before our teacher finds us.